Blog Talk Radio.
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. Cause you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, y'all?
Man, working and politicking like we always do about this time. Janae, you came on time. What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Chilling with y'all. Miss Butters. What's up,
hey,
Butters?
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing? Hi, Janae.
Hey.
Right.
Okay. Hey, before we get started, I got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say you're texting or you're writing a post or something. What does FRFR mean?
For real, for real.
Oh, for real, for real.
For
man.
Real, for real.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's it.
You gotta get with the time, man. You gotta get with the time. Look at stuff. What's happening?
FR, nigga.
I don't know what that shit, man.
I know. You don't know what BRB meant either. We're going to have to, let's send him to tech school.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have to give him just an abbreviation book.
That would be nice, no, man. I'd like to learn something new every day. I'm going to say FR. I'm like, what the fuck that shit mean?
What the hell
is
real? I didn't know at first. I'm still learning too. It's a couple of things I didn't know. I didn't know what is it? R O T F L O or something. And I was like, what
rolling
the hell?
On the floor.
Yes,
rolling
I was like, what
floor.
The hell is this? What?
Yeah, even I didn't
need somebody
is.
To tell me. You ain't alone, Father Time.
See, it's people being lazy. You used to be typing for real, instead of FR shit. Quit being lazy.
But you know what? It's not even about being lazy, because half the time you type in something and whatever you typing on will change it to a whole other name. What the hell?
Well, I could take the abbreviations. It's just it's the misspelling of the words that I can't stand. I could deal with the abbreviations, but... You know, because ain't that like shorthand or something?
Yep, that's all that is.
That's similar. Yeah, it's similar to shorthand. So I can deal with the abbreviation. Now, these damn kids that got me is when they get to typing that shit and spelling shit. Like, my daughter, she sent me a text that said, it's supposed to say I needed some money. But it said I-N-33-D dollar sign. I'm like,
oh,
what
wow.
The fuck does that? Right. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? So after that, I pretty much was like, you know what? I went and texted her back, and she like, She like, you ain't get my text? I said, nah, I just got a bunch of letters. I didn't know what it meant.
I don't know what the hell I said.
Well, no, I don't know what that shit means.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what I say. All I know is the shit. I know it is what it is.
I can deal with all of that. I can deal with all of that. I can deal with the text slang and all that. What kills me is when, with misspellings, like when people use Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U-R-A, that kills me. It's not yours. It's yours. You know what I'm saying? It's two different things.
Yeah, I mean.
And sometimes, and that's the thing about it. Sometimes you get on there, and you're trying to say you are instead of you're, and it'll put you're on there. I don't like that shit.
No, if you're trying to put you're as in you are,
mm-hmm.
then it will put the apostrophe R-E in there. But if you just put Y-O-U-R, it won't change it because that's the actual word.
I just put the letter U and the letter R. You are.
I see, and I can deal with that. But if you're trying to say you're as in you are, you put your.
Okay, hold
yours.
On. Let me cut y'all off right now. I'm going to let y'all know. And it's because of me. I mean, it falls on me. It's my fault. We're going to have a very short show tonight.
You put it on 15 minutes, man?
Yeah, it's on 15 minutes. So we're going to have a real short show tonight. Yeah, it was my fault. I fucked
up. Hey, go create another at 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, y'all continue amongst yourselves.
Everybody just call back in 15 minutes, that's all. That's all we got to do.
It's going to work.
So, y'all, that's what happens.
We got haters in the atmosphere. That's okay.
You said, wait a minute, hold on. Did he say that's what happened when what?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh. Well, I guess that means that's what you should have been doing, huh?
Well, you know my situation. And I told
you. Well, all I know
about
is that when Father Time opens, we have a 10-minute intro instead of 3 minutes.
Goddamn right. Should I work hard on those fucking intros? I want to hear every goddamn verse. See, it takes work to put that shit together, y'all. Y'all just don't know. That shit takes some time.
I believe you.
That 2-minute intro, that shit like an hour. That's an hour worth of work in 2 minutes. I see why them producers charge so goddamn much money for their shit. That shit is hard, y'all, for real. See, back in the day, we would get people to, you know, say negative shit about the show. But shit, until you try to do one, shit, you don't know.
You ain't got shit to say. Like that girl said on Real Housewives of Atlanta, she said, until you building a house and buying a house, keep paying rent. You don't know what you're doing.
Hey, y'all.
Can
I put something out there that I'm very happy about? Can I share something with you all?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. For the last year and a half, I have been on felony probation. Why is neither here nor there, but today was my last probation meeting. I am done.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I feel so
I'm gonna take a drink for you. Let me take a sip.
Yes, go ahead. You do that because I can't do that yet, but I'm on my way.
It was good.
That's what's up.
Well, in other words, now you can go back to doing fucked up shit without getting in trouble.
No, I was never doing fucked up shit.
You had to do something fucked up to get on probation.
Listen, I said why I was neither here nor there, okay? We're not going to go into a whole show of Lickland I mean, liquor stores.
Like, look, we only got 15 horrible. Minutes. We ain't got all that time for
exactly.
all that.
Exactly. We're not going there.
Right, so from now on, everybody start abbreviating their shit. FR, FR?
FR, FR, yeah.
I guess what, though? I have an apology for gas.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's been years and years ago you told me that I was controlling, and I never believed you. And now I honestly say that I am controlling in certain situations. I am very controlling. So I apologize for not believing you.
Well, don't believe me. Don't. I mean, I can deal with your ass.
I know. You were giving me friendly advice, and I didn't believe you.
Man, I don't think it's going to let me do it.
Well, that nigga told me to run around slapping preachers. No, I'm just playing.
Man, Don't be upset. They might give you a whole extra hour Thursday, Wednesday, tomorrow, yeah. But I'm intoxicated, so forgive me.
I'm tired. Dog.
What are you doing, Janine?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Yeah. My number still in your caller ID?
You said what?
Is my number still in your caller ID?
Yes, it is.
Well, I need you to call me since we're going to have a 15-minute conversation. Then you need to call me as soon as, you know.
Oh, okay.
I
called you, but one day you weren't at home.
Girl, let me tell you, my baby daddy is. He'll tell everybody I'm gone, I'm asleep, I'm doing whatever. I could be sitting in one room and he in another, and he tell him I'm gone or I'm asleep. I just found that out.
Well, I'm just telling you what was told to me. He said you was gone to your friend's house or something. He said.
Oh my goodness! And then you know what? If I did go to my friend's house, I went down the street. Like not even down the street, like two doors from my apartment. He could have walked the phone to me. You feel me? He could have walked the phone to me or at least told me how, but no.
Yeah.
He's Mr. FBI when it comes to somebody calling for me. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Let him get on the phone. He go to a whole nother room, and I don't follow because I don't care.
Oh boy. You know, this is really one of those days.
It didn't let you shut up?
Nah, it's not letting me do it.
Maybe we have to get off the phone in order for you to do it.
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you what. I mean, hopefully it let us keep going. If not, I could try to set it up, and hopefully it let us click back on. If not, we just have to run it tomorrow. I'm trying my best, people, not to explode. I can't explode on nobody but myself. It was my fault. I did it. And
take
blame.
Take you a shot and concentrate. You'll be all right.
I'll take full responsibility for this one.
You just didn't want to talk to us tonight. You didn't want to say
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
I actually.
Right, that's what you said. You said, I don't even want to talk to these bitches. I don't even want
to talk to these bitches. I actually wanted to talk on the show tonight. I feel like when I'm having a fucked up day, the show be therapeutic, but this day just continues to be fucked up, so.
You might want to take a Tylenol PM then, something.
Well, I mean, they didn't cut us. We're no longer streaming, but they didn't cut us off just yet. I mean, I don't know if who all going to hear this show.
You heard my announcement, right?
Yeah, they finally got your ass off.
Yay, okay, so the day's just been fucked up to you because my day's been great.
And I'm feeling good because I just had my third cocktail.
I sprained my ankle probably about a month ago. It's really not quite ready yet, but girl, let me tell you. I put on a hot-ass outfit and some goddamn heels, and I strutted my ass in there because I knew it was my last
See what you see. Well, see me. Look at me. Look at
That's right. And you see, there's no criminal sitting in front of you. I was there, but I was falsely fucking accused.
Okay. That's what I hate, though.
That ain't what the judge said.
Shut up. Ain't nobody asked you.
That's what I hate, though. I have friends who have been in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they sit and just, you know, or they got, I got a friend, and I think a couple of y'all know him, had probation for, I think, 10 years, and it was just, it was pitiful, like, just not getting it together because of somebody else's shit.
That's a long time to be on some paper. 10 years?
Yes, 10 years.
I know a motherfucker. Got 20 years.
That's
20 years
on paper. That's
crazy.
Whenever you get through with it, because this has been a hard ass year and a half for me because I've never been in any kind of trouble, so it was real hard pill for me to swallow, but. Could have been worse. I didn't have a fucking thing on my ankle. They didn't send me to no damn, you know, no facility. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
That's good.
Well,
you better
be glad you weren't fucking with me at that time. My show would have been doing some shit. What you say? All I got to do is call the police.
Oh, believe me, I had the police called on me. I think 5 or 6 times last year. So let's not go there. But every time.
I mean, this is a long distance phone call on the line, everybody. I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Call me, Janine. I'm for real.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? This didn't happen. That did not just happen.
Hey, at least she said something. Most motherfuckers just hang up.
And every time he got called on me, this fool was told, go to bed, sir. Just go to sleep. So, I didn't do shit.
I be making up some shit. Every time you piss me off.
Well, that's what he did. Ain't my damn fucking fault. He pissed off because I said no about some shit. Stop asking.
See, I would have done some little low down honorary shit. I'd have ran into the motherfucking wall, put a bruise on my face. She hit me. I'm with Prince Charles.
If a bruise on your face, if it's a bruise on your face, then it's a bruise on my hand, and ain't nothing wrong with my hand, so I ain't hit you. Leave me alone, you dummy.
I got evidence, physical evidence that you can actually see.
But it's not on me. So if I hit you with something, it's gonna reveal on me too.
You know how many dudes can use that as an excuse not to go to jail? Y'all, look at my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with my hand, even though her eye black.
Well, some of them bitches did make it up. Shit, y'all seen Out of Time? Shit.
Well, I'm just saying, you need to be on your P's and Q's around me. Because I will make some shit up, especially if I'm mad.
I will on my P's and Q's. That's how
I get a little down and dirty with you.
Go to bed, sir. Just go to sleep. Sir, just go to bed.
We can roll in the mud. Hey, I found me a new show. I found me a new show y'all to watch, man.
Okay, what?
It's called Love and Hip Hop, just New York.
Oh, good.
I love that shit, man. I be binge watching that shit 5-6 shows a night. That shit is addictive.
Ain't that the one
I
with Jim Jones or something?
I don't know about no Jim Jones. Ain't nobody famous in the motherfucker. I know that.
Yeah, it is. Gotta be somebody famous.
Well, you know, like that Mendici's dude.
He gone to prison.
Yeah, how much time did he get?
8 years.
What did he do? They ain't say what he did on the show.
Said drug trafficking.
Wow. I mean, I'm late on the motherfucker, so you know I'm trying to catch up to where it's at now. So I know he just got out on probation. I mean, bail. I like that show, man. Them motherfuckers be going that, man. I don't know what it is. I guess, you know, black folks, we just gravitate to drama.
Of course.
Cause we love that kind of shit.
I listen to the white radio stations. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm not bullshit.
Everybody loves a little drama. Life won't be life without drama.
The only thing I listen to I listen to Russ Barr, the Celebrity Name Game. that's about all I do on the 96.3.
Oh, boy. All right, y'all. Well, I'm gonna try to make the best out of this. I'm really pissed the fuck off, but I'm gonna try to make the best out of this. Now, I had a couple of topics, but I don't want to get into that topic, and then these motherfuckers cut us off. So. Let's just go back like we did old school time. What went on this weekend? Who got something to talk about? Anybody got something to talk about this weekend? Anybody have some fun?
No.
I didn't. My weekend been fucked. My whole week been fucked.
You know what? Fuck this show. Fuck this show, man.
I already shared my good news. I'm afraid I've got nothing else.
So let me ask you a question. So if you had any dealings with the police, right, let's say you got locked up for any type of reason, how much time were you looking at?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was never on the question because it was automatically ruled an accident when it happened. So me facing any time was never a question.
You know... Well, you know, I just got to deny it. What you do?
I refuse to answer you that
not,
question.
I'm just saying.
So did you actually
well,
do what they said you did?
Let's just say that what I did is not something
you know, you a free woman. You can talk about it now.
What I did, no, I can't, because it really is disheartening. Because I still feel bad about it, even though it was an accident, and I never, like, I didn't put them there. Like, I still am baffled as to how it all happened. I think the motherfucker did it on purpose. I honest to God, because there's no way that a person can move that fast.
It's kind of hard to understand what the hell you even talking about, but okay.
All right, okay.
Come on, girl. Dish the dirt. Yeah. Hey, we ain't even streaming, so can't nobody hear but us.
Yeah, they're not going to cut us off right now, so keep on going. Might as well talk about it.
I guess she don't want to tell y'all what happened.
Did she hang up?
I don't hear nothing.
Oh,
wow. She's supposed to be happy.
I mean, was it truly an accident?
Right.
So she hung up on me.
That shit wasn't no fun. You don't get on probation on goddamn accident. You did some shit. That's not true. You did it. You know what I mean? Whatever she did, she did. Might as well own up to it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't lock you up for it now. You done all your time for it.
Well, she hung up, bro.
I mean, what if they found out it wasn't no accident, you lied or whatever? Can they still can't recharge you for something else?
No, that's double jeopardy. They can't
double jeopardy.
I mean, but what if they try to charge you with something different than what they originally charged you with?
I don't know. I don't think they would do that because you already served time for it. So, you know, they went back on new charge. The judge be like, man, look, y'all charged her with this. She did her time, and it's just done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the judge will throw that kind of shit out. You can't get away with shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck this shit.
I wouldn't know. I ain't never been caught in none of my dirt.
Right. I mean, she brought it up, so, I mean, you can't bring it up and then don't talk about it.
Notice, did you hear the keywords? It ain't said, been caught. So, she let you know she done did some shit. I just ain't been caught doing some shit.
No, I have not. I had a good weekend, but I guess we could talk about my weekend tomorrow. Cause my weekend was pretty good. It was okay.
I can't believe I fucked up like that.
You said what?
Tell me about your weekend.
Well, I figured we could go in for some more, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it was, we don't know when these motherfuckers gonna cut us off.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we just talked till they cut us off. You said you had a good weekend. Why was your weekend so good? Man was shitty, so I need to hear some good shit.
Well, I mean, I went and hung out back home.
Gary?
Yeah. So, you know, I brought my little outfit and my little towel that I got, right? And, I don't know, I just, like, felt in the mood, you know, to be spanked or whatever. But I just wonder, like, I know why I like it. I just wonder why do men like that type of stuff? So if your girl gave you a paddle and was like, spank her, I mean, you like whacking her on the ass with the paddle. Like, each cheek, you just whacking her on the ass. How do you feel about that? Like, I like pain, so I know when I'm getting it arouses me. But does that arouse a man is what I'm wondering. Like, what type of feelings do y'all get from doing stuff like that?
Well, I know it rouses up Mr. Hayes from Tyler Center. That motherfucker used to blow to get your father.
Really, he does. I think it's the whole power thing. Like, I'm in control. I got total power.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. I think that's just my opinion of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
what you
been,
think,
Well, I ain't never been paddled during sex, and I've never paddled neither. I mean, you know.
Never?
Mm-hmm.
No, never, other than using, you know, using your hand. But not no actual, I guess you would consider the paddle a toy.
Yeah,
I've never done that shit before. But I would, me knowing me, I would take advantage of that. I would definitely take advantage of that.
I mean, what do you mean take advantage?
Yeah, I'm curious to know. What do you mean?
I'm going to pop the shit out your ass. It's not going to be sexual for me. I'm thinking about all
that.
That was
my next question. I mean, so you going to be on some vindictive shit.
God damn right. You said I could do it. So let's try and see how it go. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, but that's the whole thing. You're supposed to, like, hit me, like, I mean, you ain't trying to break my ass bones or nothing, shit.
Depends on what you did to me that day.
You know what, really?
I'm sorry, I was using it at my advantage. Take advantage. We made that 7-4 here.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of that.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think I'd try to take advantage of it.
Shit, I would. I'm not going to lie, man. I would. Especially like right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see some blood. I'm going to be some blood.
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
No.
Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. How you going to make her bleed? I don't even know if that those types of paddles are even allowed for that.
Well, I mean, do the paddle got like, the paddles have little holes in them that grip ass cheeks?
No, it ain't nothing like that. It's just like a flat surface, you know. I mean, it hurts. It hurts when you get hit with it. But it ain't nothing that could cut you that, you know, would cause you to bleed or nothing like that.
So let me ask you this. You ever heard that term, I don't know my own strength?
Yeah.
That'd be my excuse. Oh, damn, babe, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was that strong. My bad. Your shit gonna be black and blue. Mm-hmm. You could be dark skinned and know I'm out of your ass. Cause I'm gonna leave it
on. Damn, Paul.
Oh my goodness.
I was there.
You can't be that.
I don't know,
man. God damn.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't get into that kind of shit, man. I go overboard, man. I overreact.
I see. Shit. We done had a flashback. You don't let people get in prison.
Hell no. Well, I mean, you're telling me I can pop your ass and I won't get in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't going to be no police involved or nothing. I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to pop your ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Some shit I've been wanting to do for a long time anyway. Now I get to do it without getting into trouble. Yes, I'm going to do it.
You're losing the whole sexual piece.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how you, and then what you still going to want to fuck after that? After you done made her bleed, that you seeing blood and shit?
Hell yeah. See, why not?
God damn. You're a sick individual.
Oh, my goodness.
I know my RAM. There's some things I can't do, some things I can't do.
Yeah.
That just happened to be one of them.
Yeah, you're right. Do not try that shit. Sick motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is, man. I'm going to relieve my frustrations.
I think men are heavy handed anyway, so you know, the power in y'all hits are harder anyway. Especially when you reaching all the way back and hitting. But I would hope that she would not be trying to make me bleed. Dang. I mean, my ass might turn red or blue, black or blue or something. But I mean, that's fine, but don't make me bleed.
I'm going to bruise your ass up. Mm-hmm.
Damn, Tom.
You're going to know you tried some new shit with me. You're going to try some shit again.
I guarantee you that. That'll probably be the last time we ever do it.
I guarantee it is, too. Shit. Fuck with this dude. Is he crazy?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't even want to be in the next hotel room next to you. What the fuck is he? She's screaming. I told you, bitch. I done told you, bitch. Wait a minute. Come get him.
Look, they gonna call the police. She ain't gonna have to.
Right. Shit. You with him? No.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I can't say that I am. I thought I saw you two guys walk in together. No. Ooh, not at all. Not at all, officer. Not at all.
Well, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
See, I'm fucking with you. She told me I could do it. She told me I could hear him carting his ass off now. She told me I could do it. Okay, you break her ass bone there, chief.
Exactly.
Hey,
over aggressive. You can kind of aggressive there, young man.
Yeah, I know, man. I fuck around and see red in some situation like that, man. Like, I can actually hit her ass and get away with it.
So, okay.
Now you can't get nothing. She's going to have to wear that padded diaper. You ain't going to be.
Right. Didn't you actually have nerve to try to ask for some ass after that?
Well, I told you, Rick, I don't know my own strength.
I mean, I'm just saying, she's sitting there bleeding. You talking about, you ready? Yeah, ready for your ass to go to prison, motherfucker. I'm prison charge.
Tried to warn you. I don't usually do this shit like this, but let's go ahead and get the party started.
I'm so fucking sick. And I'm off the bat now. Barry Bonds. That's what he's been playing on in his head. He's thinking he's Barry Bonds. So I hit this bitch out of the bar. What in the blue hell?
There's some things I just can't get into, man. I take that shit to a whole different level.
Yeah, I see.
I'd be apologetic afterwards. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to turn out like that.
She got one of them cats. She landed one of them little things where they got the ass hiked up and out. She got to be in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Hey, man, let me give you a scenario, man. Let me see your reaction. You're at work. You know, you're at the gig. Since a female at the gig, you know, she digging you or whatever. And, you know, she flirts, but you don't. You know what I mean? You just, you know, hey, how you doing? You know. But she does all the flirting, you don't. And,
nope.
Let's just say she just walked up to you. Y'all just got off work. Going to your car, whatever. She going to the car, y'all walking together. And she just come up to you just out the clear blue sky and say, let's go to a hotel. Would you go?
Mm-hmm. Am I single? I mean, what's my scenario here?
Let's say you're in a relationship. Your relationship on, you know, it's a little, you know, you just got through arguing the morning of.
Is she attractive? I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but these questions I need to know.
Yeah, okay, she about a 7.
7. Sounds tempting. I'm not, I mean, it does sound tempting. I'm not going to use it that long. I don't know. I mean, no, I don't think I would, because then I'd be thinking, like, this the workplace. And if something go wrong, I got to deal with this motherfucker from this point on.
Right. But would you think
that
was aggressive? I think that's very aggressive.
I mean, yeah, it is, but, I mean, I guess you have to like aggressive. Do you like aggressive?
No, I'm not down with aggressive. I would say no. I would turn it, no, I'm good.
I mean, you would turn
you know
it down
I mean?
Just because she, you would turn her down just because she's aggressive.
Right.
So, like, I mean, so in every situation, you got to be the dominant one? I'm just asking.
Not every situation, but with a stranger, I don't want you to be aggressive with me. That's a turnoff to me.
Really?
I mean, damn, you just walk up to me and be like, hey, let's go to the hotel together. Huh? What?
Well, I mean,
I'm straight.
But you know she's been feeling you, so it ain't like she's just a total stranger.
Well, true enough, if you look at it like that.
And
but,
maybe
you know,
she was waiting on you to say something. Maybe she was waiting on you to say something and you just never did, so maybe she figured she would take the chance and try to say something herself.
Right.
Well, it take a female to say some shit like that. But at the end of the day, I just think, you know, that's a little too aggressive for me. Just for me per se. Just me personally. That's a little too aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, especially not flirting back with you.
I don't know, man. I would be extremely flattered. If nothing else, I would be extremely flattered. Like, wow, okay. You know? Damn. Motherfucker then came up to me talking about she ready to fuck. Shit, hey. I mean, I would be flattered. I wouldn't look at it as aggressive.
So would I would look at it as aggressive, but at the same time, I'd be like, okay, I still got it. And I ain't even say nothing to her. That's just, you know, I mean, you know, that's just a little too aggressive for me. You know, I'm old school.
So, I mean, okay.
Old school for me.
Let me ask you then, dog. Let me ask you. Okay. You just met her. You know, but now she's not aggressive. She's not as aggressive, you know, the first meeting, you know, the first album. She's not really aggressive. She, you know, she's taking her time. She's, you know, filling you out. But then y'all get in a situation where it's just y'all, and she turns into an animal. Is it still a turnoff?
No, not in that situation.
So what do you mean by turning into an animal? You talking about like when y'all start having sex? Then she rough or something?
No, y'all walk, let's just say y'all mutually agreed to go to the hotel, like, okay, this is a mutual agreement. We both want to go. We both, you know, this is our thing. This is what, you know, we both want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in there, and she like, motherfucker, strip. Just push you on the bed. You better not move while I'm, tell you some shit like, you better not move while I'm sucking your dick. You better not move. You know, just really aggressive.
Oh, no, that's too fucking aggressive.
So you would
come on now. You didn't just treat me like a little bitch. Sit your punk ass down. Take your motherfucking clothes off right now, motherfucker.
No, she didn't call you punk. She didn't call you punk. She just said you sit your motherfucking ass down.
Dude, that's how I'm gonna take it. Then wait a minute now. What the fuck you think you're talking? Now we didn't even went past sex. Now I'm pissed off. What are you talking to like that?
Really?
Come on, man. Take your motherfucking clothes off right now. You know, and you talking through your teeth.
Right,
man. Nah, that's a little too aggressive for me. I'm ready to fight.
Hmm.
I didn't put my dukes up. Like, whoa, wait a minute now. Hold on.
Okay.
I mean, just for me, you know, don't fucking
move. I mean,
move.
I understand.
I bust your head wide right. open, you move.
Now she don't tell you. She'll tell you that, but
I mean, you know what?
You can be. I don't have no problem with you getting like that. I mean, at the end of the day, long as we know what it is. You know, you know, you might feel like, okay, this is my moveset for the day. All right, cool. I ain't tripping on that. I ain't gonna get mad at you.
I want to slap you, just in character.
Now, here's the thing.
Hold on now.
Here's the thing about that one. I took one of those before. It was a long time ago, but I took one before. And the initial one wasn't so bad. But that second one, man, I almost put that bitch in the cripple cross face. Man, now that second one, she came from like, I'm like, this bitch slapped slob out my mouth. And it was just like, okay, now.
You can't slap me the way my mama would. That's a big one. That's a
right. Right. And I think that's basically it. Now, you didn't hit me harder than my mama hit me.
Yeah, that's crossing the line.
Who was that? We had somebody on the show. A woman said that the guy slapped her. I remember.
Wow.
What is her name? Your girl. What is her name? Well, damn. How am I forgetting this girl's name? One of you call the show all the time.
You talking about somebody I know?
No, I mean, she calls the show all the time.
Oh.
She always had boy problems. Always had man problems.
LaFonda,
there y'all go. I could not think of her name to save my life. Remember she said she was having sex with a guy and he was like, Let me slap you, and she thought he was gonna slap her ass, and he slapped her in the face.
She went out. I ain't surprised.
Exactly.
She have all kind of issues.
But I was, I'm gonna slap it. I'm gonna slap it. And you just like, go ahead, daddy, and he just haul off and let one go dead smack in your grill.
That's a fight, man. We done went past sex. It's not about sex now.
I mean, okay, well, that's you. I'm talking about if you're a woman. Today, you're a woman, and you just let one go on you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'm going to go along with it. I'm gonna go along with it as long as you ain't knocking no teeth out of my mouth.
I'm talking about. Well, okay, I forgot you did almost black out one time.
Well, that was from hitting my head. That's a concussion. That wasn't no snap in the face.
Hey, do you remember that story, dog?
Yeah.
My head, body dangling, still fucking. Like, dang.
Think about it. Fucking a limp carcass. Just going. Just jiggity.
Damn, her pussy loose in the mother. Hell yeah. Shit. Loose as hell. Everything.
Hey, would you do a motherfucker that's passed out? Let's say, you know what I'm saying, y'all started, y'all got going. The motherfucker just passed out. You stop?
You talking to me?
Both of y'all. Would you stop?
Okay, hold
on,
hold on,
hold
on.
No movement.
She just limp.
No movement. I mean, just straight passed the fuck out. Drunk as hell. I mean, out, gone, snoring, gone.
I would get up. That's a turn off. That's a turn off.
Yeah, once y'all fall asleep, it's gonna go down anyway.
I mean, she just you pump. I mean, as a man, that would fuck with your pride, wouldn't it?
I don't know, man. I might keep going. Fuck it. That's what she's trying to say.
Oh, no,
that's my whole plan. Get ass drunk.
I understand that, but let's motherfucker do. I mean, just body just
limp. I'm still going to do it.
Wow.
Got to get in where you fit in.
And see, that's when they get to talking that bullshit that you done took advantage of me of, shit like that.
You should know how to handle your liquor. I mean, we already into it, and the motherfucker just pass out. Might as well keep going. Because, I mean, it's consensual.
Nah.
We already into it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, technically, you are right. Technically, you are right. You're right. It was consensual. Y'all are into it. I mean, you didn't rape her. You didn't rape her. But then, for a motherfucker to fall asleep on you like that, don't you think, like, she pretty much said, you ain't shit?
Well, it's a difference between falling asleep and passing out.
Yeah, if you pass out. Yeah, you can't help it.
Right, no matter what. You just fucked up like that. And I don't see how that's taking advantage. That's not taking advantage of nobody. You passed out, I didn't.
I mean, I don't feel it's taking advantage. I just don't see how you can continue to be aroused by it. That's what I don't understand.
Well, because it's just dead weight. You trying to lift the leg up and it's just light dangling. It's like, you know, it's just dead weight. You fucking dead weight. So you already know there's no doggy style. And if you, I mean, unless you holding her legs on your shoulders, you know, she's not putting forth no effort to hold them there. So that's just dead. And if she got some big thighs, shit, that's just dead weight you holding. I can't see how that would even be pleasurable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever did it before? Have you ever did that before? Or no?
No, I haven't. No. But at the end of the day, I'm going to get mine. And I won't even talk about it the next day. You all right? You kind of passed out on me last night.
I mean, that'd be the same like them people that be sleeping with them people that be in comas and shit.
What?
I mean, yeah, there were some sick individuals too, though. Well, I mean, how long is she going to be in this coma? We look at anywhere from 6 months to the year. Well, I'm just going to go and take her home. You in there banging her ass out. Man, she done went through. She done woke up. She done woke up 2 years later. She done had two kids. What the fuck is going on? Fuck is it? Say hello to Lil Junior. Lil Junior, what the fuck? Dick, you done had a baby on me? Oh, we had a baby. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you get pregnant in a coma?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yes, you sure can.
That would
that's
be
how they
fucked
get, that's how they get fat, that's how they get found out. A lot of them, like nurses, them men nurses, that's how they was getting caught. They was sleeping with someone. This was happening in real life. They were sleeping with them patients in comas and shit, and one of them got pregnant. And the family came up like, what in the hell is going on?
Hey, this motherfucker coming out sweeping. What the fuck?
Man, I slipped down. I slipped down, man. That God did that.
Man.
God
did
that. I didn't know motherfuckers do shit like that.
Yeah.
Man, think about it. Here's some white lady sitting there, and I mean, you know, like I said, she done did all this, this baby come out black, and he the only motherfucker sweeping the floor. Man, they probably lynches, man. Hey, he got his beat by Dre on this awful ass. Because they see this motherfucker. Wait a minute, he worked the midnight shift? Yeah, he worked the midnight shift. Man.
They just have to do a C-section, that's all.
That's
right. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That is crazy, man. Motherfuckers actually do that shit. That's man.
Yeah.
That motherfucker need to be locked up. You don't need to be walking the streets. You know what I'm saying? My mama come up there. My mama pregnant. I've been in the coma for the last 7 months.
Man.
She's due in 3 months.
She,
man.
Right. Man, I'm finna kill every motherfucker in that.
Because, I mean, you got to think about it. These are not just like homes for like elderly people. I mean, these are like people who maybe might have been like in a car accident. It could be like 25-year-olds in there and stuff.
I mean, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all I know is me and my wife ain't slept together in 6 months.
Man, just imagine that's your wife. You to come bringing up flowers and shit. They. Excuse me, Mr. Timer. Yes. that was disturbing news. I mean, you thinking they gonna tell you like she probably gonna be in this coma a little bit longer, and they tell you your
right,
lady's been knocked up.
I'll stop that motherfucker right there. You do know I have a gun permit, right? It shouldn't be some shit up in here. I want every motherfucking head DNA tested. Everybody. The whole hospital. I would tear that motherfucker up.
Mm-hmm.
I would react totally wrong. Nothing you can tell me. There's nothing you can say that's going to calm me down. Ain't shit you can say. Y'all might as well call the police now because it's going to be some trouble.
I mean, and what would you do? Because, you know, by the time they find something like that out, it's going to be too late. It ain't going to be nothing they can do. So she's going to be having a baby.
I'm hitting every dude. I'm hitting every dude. I'm hitting every dude within sight. Because I don't know which one it is, but it's one of y'all. I'm going to hit every motherfucker I see.
Oh, man.
Fuck it.
I'm with you, dog. Okay. I got your back.
How do you have that conversation? How do you have that conversation? Your wife wake up and you holding a baby. You know what I mean? And she's like, this how you do me? This is how you do me?
No.
This, you love me?
No, now just imagine. Now, Janine, just imagine. He's sitting there talking about, oh, bitch, you probably liked it. I'm in a fucking coma.
Look, did you have dreams about it while you were sleeping?
Hell yeah. You can't tell me you ain't feel no dick up in you. All this old bullshit when I'm trying to fuck you, but you didn't let this motherfucker, you didn't feel a motherfucking thing, right? Right, bitch? You ain't feel shit, right? Yeah, okay. Stinking bitch. You ain't, you keep that nigga. Oh, don't whatever. Don't whatever be. Boy, I'm all in that bed now. What the fuck is he doing?
I'm going back into my coma. You saw what I had. Oh, I look how
hell yeah.
We can't wake this bitch up.
Fuck that. I'm going back into the coma. Give me a hammer. This motherfucker just hit himself.
Like, this
I know.
Shit.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, and I know we're stretching this one right here. But what if it was vice versa? What if you was in a coma and one of them nurses jumped on you?
Exactly. That happens, too.
Shit, I'm in a coma. I don't know nothing about it. I can deny it. I definitely can deny it. I didn't have a baby. I didn't know shit about it.
But that's okay. You're going to pay that child support.
Oh, I'm not paying no motherfucking child support. Fuck that. I'm going to be fighting that shit.
You don't think they would?
How you going to make me pay some child support and I was in a coma when she got pregnant?
I mean,
that shit was against my will.
You could charge her with whatever you want to charge her with. But when it comes to take care of that baby, if they find you the father, you think they not?
They cannot hold me to that shit. How could they hold me to that? I was in a coma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll fuck her ass up, man. I'm going to jail. I bet you ain't getting no child support from me one way or another. I'm going to jail. I can't pay while I'm in jail. What the fuck you going to take advantage of me and then send me a letter 6 months later talking about I got to go to court for child support? How the fuck am I explaining that to my wife?
Just about you. You done came out that coma. You done came out that coma. And she's sitting there holding the baby in front of you. Like, you know what, and you go into that same motherfucking mode. Oh, bitch, I've been in a coma, and you done went and had got pregnant on me? No, motherfucker, this your child. You and that bitch right there.
Mm-mm.
The nurse just sitting there waving at you. Hello.
Man, where the cameras at? This is a fucking joke. Candid TV. Where the cameras at? This shit can't be real.
Man, hey, the crazy part is that I know some women be like, oh, motherfucker, you wasn't asleep. You wasn't asleep, you bitch. Say your ass. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me when this motherfucker was, when he wasn't in a coma, he couldn't, his dick wouldn't even get hard. But now in a coma, his shit got hard and he didn't have a baby? Oh, man. That's some shit for your ass right there.
That's some mental shit, man. I couldn't get over no shit like that. If it happened to me or the motherfucker I'm with, I don't know if I could get past it. That shit will fuck with you mentally, man. You wake up with a baby. You when you go to sleep, you ain't got no kids. You wake up, you got kids.
I'm like Janine. I'm going back, man. Put me back to sleep.
Yeah, you fuck around, have twins.
You know how they have them buttons with the pain medicine? I'm just keep pushing the button.
Hell yeah, you about to overdose? I know. Not doing it.
I'm pushing the button like a motherfucker.
I'm not doing it. I'm not having no fun.
They arguing. I'm not having a motherfucker.
There ain't no way in hell. No, you're not going to get me like that.
I would press charges.
There's
got to be a charge in there somewhere. I'm going to press that motherfucker, too.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you'll press charges.
Yeah, but now if you send another prison, you still got to keep the kid.
Exactly. You got the baby coming with you.
So you press the charges on her, I mean, you got to keep the kid.
Exactly.
Man, I love my kids, man. I would love all my kids, but I don't know about that one. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could. You know what I'm saying? Be a part of that. You know, because you know that motherfucker always say, "Well, I didn't try to get pregnant." This a little different.
But women go through that all the time. And that's how they feel sometimes when they end up in situations like that. They're not too sure about the child and how they treat them and how you would treat them and stuff. That's the whole thing. Because they will be a constant reminder to you of what happened.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's like having a baby out of rape.
Yeah.
If you got raped, you had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if I was a woman, I wouldn't keep that baby. I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how women can do it. I mean, imagine that kid's life. Every time you look at that kid, you think about that situation. And, you know, rape is one of the worst things that happens to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you look at him, it constantly reminds you of what happened. How could you keep
Especially if he come out looking just like him.
Exactly.
I would love to talk to a woman that's been in that, I wouldn't love, but if I had the opportunity and I could talk to a woman that was in that situation, I would want to know, why would you even keep that baby?
I mean, some people just don't believe in abortion. I mean, that's one thing.
Yeah, but you could get that baby up for adoption.
Yeah, that's true.
But how can you actually raise this child? And you know how the baby was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Here's my question about it. What this motherfucker get out of jail and he's like, I want to see my baby. I mean, think about it. It's his kid.
Exactly.
Well, if it was my sister or daughter, we didn't even got to worry about that shit.
No, see, here's here's the thing. See, you saying you? No. What if she really? What if it's just like you have some people that's just like, well, I want my baby daddy in his life.
That's understandable.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. I couldn't let him be in my child's life. If I decided to keep the child, I'm not gonna have him. I mean, why would you do that?
Well, I mean, I agree with y'all, but
if he's a racist,
I agree with y'all 110. But I mean, you know, shit like that happens.
Well, the courts wouldn't allow that. They would want it to be visits to be supervised anyway.
Oh,
with those
shit,
with those types of charges on him or her,
there is no way on earth
any court gonna give this motherfucker any type of rights. You raped a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now 7 years later, now you want to be a daddy? The courts wouldn't even put the woman through that shit. They would put all kind of restraining orders and shit on his ass every time.
That's what I was going to say. She should have a restraining order and stuff. So he should be able to come around.
Right. I wish a motherfucker would rape my sister and then talk about he ready to be a dad. That motherfucker ain't going to make it. You must be stupid than a motherfucker to come. And you actually knock on the door with my son at. Man.
June.
Lord, pray for me because I'm about to go to jail. You about to get the dog kicked out of you.
I'm agreeing with you 110. I agree with both of y'all 110. But situations like that have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Situations have occurred like that, dog. No bullshit.
I mean, I'm not doubting you, but that shit ain't happening in my circle. That shit ain't happening to none of my sisters, my baby, none of that. That shit ain't happening in my circle. You better leave fucking town when you get out, because I'm still going to be looking for your ass. It ain't over. Hey, you pop up talking about I'm ready to be a daddy. Man, let me get that phone call. He at the door right now. I'm on my way.
See, we laughing about it now, but that would be like the ultimate, just like, that would be the ultimate fuck you.
That's the ultimate slap in the face. Motherfucking knocking at the door.
He said, what?
Motherfucker.
I want my baby. Where's your baby? Okay.
he with my brother. Let me call him right quick. Hold on.
Right.
He's going to drop him off now.
Yeah, he's going to drop him off right now.
Just stay right there.
Don't move. Don't go nowhere.
This definitely going to be some furniture shaking around this motherfucker.
Oh, man.
This fucking dude up.
Right. I'm right there with you. I'm right there stomping the shit out of him with you. But, man, they came over here and did him something awful.
Real star.
Man, I don't even think World Star be able to shut they bad. You know what? We had one, but that was just a little bit too graphic.
Yeah, he get the dog shit beat out of him.
That's, they gonna put up on some.
To think about it, I mean, to think of that is some bold ass shit. You can't get no bolder than that.
You got motherfuckers that do it though.
Yeah.
I can't see it, man. I can't even see it. Ain't nothing you can do or tell me to keep me off his ass. That motherfucker going to hospital.
But then here's the crazy part. You got motherfuckers that's out here like, I love him. I want this to work. You what?
Well, see, that's the type of woman, she already had issues before that shit happened to her. She was already fucked up individual.
But now just imagine, this your sister.
I think I would cut my sister off, man. I don't think I could deal with my sister. If she wanted to be with the motherfucker that did that shit,